Katshe li l'chetzi mekudeshes. Somebody says to the woman, "Yishmi miskadeshes to half of me," then mekudeshes. Then it's a complete kedushin, total kedushin. But if you say chetzieich mekudeshes li, only half of you should be mekudeshes to me, ain't mekudeshes. So the Russian of the kedushin, if it's about him, he can say, "Be miskadeshes to half of me," and that's totally fine. But if you say half of you, ain't mekudeshes. Amalei Abaye l'Rav. Fact Abaye to Rava. Maishna chetzieich mekudeshes li de ain't mekudeshes. Why are you telling me in the second case? If you say chetzieich mekudeshes li, it doesn't work. Why? Because isha amarachmana. V'lo chatz isha. It says, ki yikach ish isha. Rashi says, isha amachmana, ki yikach ish isha. So that teaches us, isha v'lo chatz isha. You can't have kedushin chatz isha. So it's not a good kedushin. If that's the case, hachinami, ish amarachmana, v'lo chatz ish. So then you have ki yikach ish. So it's to be the same miut regarding ish, that you can't have, that he can be miskadeshes to chetz yi. Because the pasuk says ish, that's the kasha baya. So what's the difference? Either way, the pasuk is indicating you can have a kedushin where you only on mekadesh half the isha, or for that matter, if you want to have miskadesh, it's the half of the ish. Amalei, so Rabbi responds and says, no, there's a big difference. Hachi hashta, hasam. When it comes to chetzieich mekudeshes li, itza lebeitrei lo chazya. A woman cannot be fit for two men. A woman can only marry one man. She can't have two husbands. Ela gavra milo chazi lebeitre. When it comes to the man, isn't it possible he could have two wives? The haki kamala. This is what he means when he was. This is a pshat when he says that his kachi li lechesi, meaning diiba ina leminsa vachriti nasivna. If I should desire to marry another woman, I will do that. So what is Rava responding? That because there's a difference between the fact that a woman can marry two men, can be married to two men, but a man can be married to two wives, that explains the difference. Why you can have a valid kedushin when he says that you should be miskadeshes lechetzi. What does Rashi say? Itza lebeitrei li nasei lahem yi efshe. Hilkach hai lo kaddish el palga. So what does Rashi say? Therefore, since the fact is you cannot have a woman married to two men, therefore what he's doing is he's mekaddish only half of her. The chetz yonish alachir, and it's as if half is not to him, it's to somebody else. Im ken enim kudesh says you can't have a kedushin to this person. What is the pshat? Rashi in Gittin is a little more clear, but Rashi here is also mashma this way. The way that it seems, the way Rashi learns the sugya, there's a miut of isha v'lochatzi isha. And by the same token, there is a miut that you can read into the pasuk, the ish v'lochatzi ish. So what's the difference? How come when you say iskadshi l'chetzi it's mekudeshes? As the Gemara says, v'hachi ko'amala, because there is another way to interpret what he's saying. When he says iskadshi l'chetzi, it has an alternative way of reading it. You can read it as that I want to be able to marry somebody else, which is valid. Whereas by the isha, there is no other option because you can't teach it to mean that she should marry two men, and therefore you have a fundamental problem that we go back to, which is isha v'lo chatz isha. This is what Hukah Rashi and Gittin. We'll get to see the Gemara more clearly at some point, the whole discussion. The Gemara has a suffix by Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chored, and later on Chetzi Yeshiva, Chetzi Bascho, and if it's Shaykh Kedushin, even though only one half of that person has status to have Kedushin, because you can't have Kedushin with an Eved or a Shivcha. So the Gemara raises a question, beginning of the Sugya, about Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chored, Shekidesh Baschoren, is it Shaykh to say Kedushin? And the Gemara says, this Shayla would be a question on either side of the question of over here, in other words, not either side, but whether it's different than the case of his kachi lechetzi, and it's different in a different way from the case of chetzich mekudeshesli. So the Gemara explains over here that ben yisrael she'amar lebasis, I'm sorry, chetzi eved chetzi benchor shekidesh baschorin. So if you tell me on the one hand ben yisrael who says to abas yisrael is kachi lechetzi, that works. That's what Rava said after all. So there you could say it's better because the chazi lekule. Because it was possible that she could have married him completely. Halo chazi lekule, but here he only is a half of ben chorin. So that's on the one hand. What we want is the other half. We'll see the Rashi on that. The intim saloma. And even if you say ben yisrael mekadesh chazi isha in a mekudeshes, that's the other part of Rava. Where he says chetziyech mekudeshes, that doesn't work. But that's because you can say the shia bekinyano, because he's leaving over something that could have become his, and he's not taking that. The ha'eved lo shia bekinyano. But over here, since as far as he's concerned, whatever's available, he's making part of the kedushin, so that might be better. So that's the gemara suffix. We'll get more to that gemara. When Rashi explains how it works to say chetziyech mekudeshesli, or how come it doesn't work, as opposed to the other one that would work. So Rashi explains, what's the pshat, what's the chesaron of chetziyech mekudeshesli? Rashi says, intim saloma chetziyech mekudeshesli, edim kudeshes, ubois l'nifshat chamina, and you want to say, so it's the same reason that you can't have chetziyech mekudeshes, you can't have an eved chetziyev chetzim l'chorim be mekadesh a woman. Because you can't say the hachi kamala the tinsav achlina bahadi, because you have no other way of explaining the words chesach mekudeshesli, that is to mean that you can marry someone else with me as well. The itzalochazi l'trei, the istakach the pago the kaddish. So why would you want to compare? Why would you want to compare? The Gemara is going to say maybe it's better than that case. But why would you think to compare a chetzi eved chetzi ben chorin that you can say it won't count as kedushin to the fact that you can't mekadesh chetzi isha? Because just like over there, Rashi explains, just like over there, there's no way to teach it to mean that you can marry someone else, because you can't. So what are you left with? The ishtakach, the palgahu, the kaddish. So clearly what is going on here? So what are you doing in effect? You're being mekadesh achatzi isha, and that's no good. So therefore you might say therefore the same thing. Hachinami, isha kiddush lavi kiddushin, and that, right? And then the Gemara says, but maybe it's better. Lo dami, because what? The ishir bikinyano, he could have been mekadesh everything, and here, lo shir midi, you have to see the sugya more carefully. What do I see in the Rashi in Gittin? That the problem of chetziyech mekudeshesli, the problem is defined as lo chafish, isha lo chafish. What makes the case of iskachi lechetzi better? There is a problem of isha lo chafish. Therefore, there should be a problem called ish lo chafish. So what makes the case better when you say it's katshi l'chetzi? Because there's an alternative reading that it doesn't have to be case of chetzi ish. What he means is that I want to marry another wife. That's what the Gemara means. V'hachi kamala b'ba'ina l'minza v'achriti nasivna. So because that option is available to explain the words that way, so therefore, it's a valid condition, because what you really have here is a person in Mekadesh, the woman, with this emphasizing that he wants to have another wife. It's like he's putting a tenai here, he's emphasizing, he's informing her of that. But let's say a person will be clear about what he's saying. I want you Mekadesh Chetzi, without this other interpretation. I want you Mekadesh, just half of me, whatever that means. Would it work? And it doesn't mean that I want to marry another wife. Part of me is available to marry someone else. I want you to be kodesh just to half of me. What would be the halachachur? According to Rashi, no good. There is a problem of chatziyish, but the reason why it won't play out here is because I have a way of interpreting it that it means something different. Whereas by Chatzi Isha, his Chatzi Chetzich Mekudeshesli, there is no other reading of these words. Memela, I have a problem. This is what emerges from Rashi. Now, if you look at the Rambam, I think you see that Rambam had a different reading of this Gemara. The Rambam Perek Gimel Vishud explains this halacha the following, by saying the following: Omer le'isha, hiskatsi le'chesi, harezu mekudeshes. So if he says to her, you should miskadeshes to half of me, valid, good kedusha. Ha le'mazeh dome, what is this comparable to? Listen to the words. Le'mazeh dome, not a hachi kama. Le'mazeh dome, what is this analogous to? Le'omela ti ishti ad ve'acheres. It's like someone would say, you should be my wife along with another woman. She'nimsa she'en la ela chasi ish. So in that sense, she only has chasi, she has to share this husband with another wife, with a tsara. That's what it means. You can be kaddish to half of me, meaning that you're not going to have the full attention, you're going to have to, you have another wife, a co-wife along with you. That's the tait of iskachi lechetzi. Not a hachigot. Even more so in the Rambam, as he continues. Aval im amala chetzich mekudeshli, but if he'll tell her, half of you is Mekudesh to me, and the Mekudeshes. Based on what we just said in Rashi, why in the Mekudeshes? Why in the Mekudeshes? Because it says, Isha v'lachasish. Maybe it means something else. Maybe it means that you should have another husband, so I have to share you with someone else? No, because there's no such bria, there's no such concept. But that's not the problem. The problem is, it's Isha v'lachasish. The Rambam explains, but if he says chetziyeh mekudeshli in the mekudeshes she'ein isha achas u'udi l'shnayim, that's the problem. So you see in the Rambam that the Rambam is reading the Gemara differently. That according to the Rambam, that's the meaning of these words. The word when he says is kachi l'chetzi, it means you and another woman are going to be married to me. You're not going to be the only wife. L'mazadom. And the case of Chesiech Mekudeshesli means that you're going to be married to me and another person, which obviously can't exist. If, according to Rashi, that's not what the Rambam should have said. The Rambam shouldn't have said that it's because Ein Yishevu Shinayim, that's why in the Mekudeshes. Rambam should have said, like the Rashi says in Gittin, Ishtakach, right? Because you can't have such a possible interpretation, so then Ishtakach, the Pagma with the Kaddish, and obviously that's no good. Isha v'chatzi isha. Rambam doesn't need to tell me the pshat that you couldn't have put into these words. That's not the reason for the halacha. The Rambam defines the din of Ein HaMekudesh as because Ein Ishachas u'yishnai. So that means that the Rambam read the Gemara in that way. It's not like we put in a hachi kama, and by the case of Hiskadshi Lechetzi, a hachi kama, and otherwise we're left with the default problem of chatzi isha, and chatzi ish would be a problem except that you have a new way to read the words. It's that Hiskadshi Lechetzi means this, and Hiskadshi Mekudesh means that. This is a valid kedushin. He can marry more than one wife. And this is not, that is not invalid condition because she can't be married to two husbands. That's the Gemara according to the Rambam. It's interesting. The Rambam finishes off by saying, "V'chein ha'omer hareyat mekudeshes li v'lazeh ein mekudeshes." So he has another case that's no good. He says, "Mekudeshes li v'lazeh." We had a case of chetzich mekudesh li. And now he has Mekudeshes li v'lazeh. What does the Rambam mean? Where is he getting this from? So the Magen Mishnah says he gets it from the same Gemara that we just read. The Gemara says, Itza lebeitrei v'chazya. That a woman cannot be married to two men, so this is why Hareyat Mekudeshes li v'lazeh, meaning to me and to another husband, and the Mekudeshes. But it's interesting. There's a Avni Miluyim raises an interesting question. This is one of the Shulchan Aruch as well. The Avni Miluyim asks, there's a difference between this case and what was before. I mean, this case, we're trying to have a kedushin seemingly simultaneous. She should become married to me and to someone else. Chara, that means that she should become married at the same time. So he says there's a difference between if she's already married to somebody, so she can't have another husband now once she's an Eishes Ish. But this case that the Rambam added is to get two husbands at the same time. Now why is that not as simple? So this goes back to the very first shiur probably that we learned in Kedushin. Kedushin's man, back, way back. Davin Miluyim is of the assumption, why can't you have a woman who's an Eishes Ish be married to somebody else? Kedushin. What?
Kedushin is not Tophis.
Because Kedushin is not Tophis, by an Erva. Eishes Ish is an Erva. There are many Arayas. More later in the third parak has a discussion of how we know that Kedushin is not Tophis by Arayas, by Chayvei Krisus. And the Gemara has to try to figure out, we have a drasha by Achos Isha, then we want to learn out from Achos Isha. The Gemara has a pircha, how do you learn to Eishes Ish? Eishes Ish is different, it's a kula to Eishes Ish, because she could become mutter b'chaye habal, if he gives her a get, it's heter b'chaye osman. So the Gemara ends up saying it's a hekish, Rav Yona, all the arayas are hukshu hadadi, ki has kol ha-shayasim, kol ha-to'eva se'elav nechvesu. So everything is hukash, and therefore we know it's true by Echos Isha, it's true by all the arayas, including Eishes Ish. It sounds from that Gemara that the only reason that you can't have Tfisus Kedushin by Eishes Ish is because of the hekish to the erva of Echos Isha. So he says that's true, what is Eishes Ish? So then you have an erva of Eishes Ish, which prevents it from being Tfisus Kedushin. But the case that the Rambam is ending with, Harev Kedushas Liv Elazeh. So now, it's not that she's an Eishes Ish, and then she can't become Kedushas to someone else once she's an Eishes Ish. We want it to happen now at the same time, so what's stopping it? That's what he asks. This is in the Siman Lamed Aleph, Os Chav Gimel. In that Gemara, the Gemara says in connection to this Katshi Lila Chetzi, the Mekudeshes, that she can't marry somebody else once she's married to one person. The Shuvin condition tells it. That's the Zeh HaZeh. But the Rambam extended it to a case where he wanted to be the Vasachas. Yeah, so he tries to work around this. He says, well, there's a rule that Rabbah taught us, the kosher eino bezeh chazeh, if you vas achas eino, you have cases in Gemara has later, you want to mekadesh isha ubita at the same time, halacha is you can mekadesh isha, and then after that, the vas, or the shtei achayos at the same time, since you couldn't have tfisus kedushin of the second sister once you're married to the first, so you can't even have a tfisus kedushin at the same time. So he wants to compare to that Gemara here, just like you can't have Jesus' condition once he's an Eishes Ish, you can't make two women, make a woman married at the same time. The truth is, as he pointed in notes here on the bottom, again, as we discussed in the very first shiur, I think, there's a whole other way to understand why Eishes Ish can't have Jesus' condition, separate from the premise of the Avni Miluyim, because it's an erva, and you have to learn it after the other arayas, a little heckish. Namely, why can't you have a woman be married to two husbands? Because what is Kedushin by definition? What's the word to use when you say Kedushin? Ha'isha niknes. There's a kinyan. However you explain the kinyan, not a kinyan mamon, but it's a kinyan that she's koneh l'baal. And if she's koneh to the baal, that's the definition of Kedushin. So you can't have a reality that should be koneh to more than one baal. The kinyan is exclusive.
Why is there a reasoning why more than one person can't
because it's a different halacha. It's not that he's kani to her, she's kani to him. However you frame the notion of kinyan kiddush, it's not kinyan mamonis, but it's a kinyan that she's miuchedes lo,
so
we say.
Is also kani to her.
Not the same way. No, it's not. He has shibudim to her. He has achrayas to her. He has certain obligations that Torah is imposing on the baal for the isha. That comes with nesuin, of course. Some halachas are true by Erison, but the Ikar most of Shibudim are by Nesuin. It's a different idea. Here, she's miuchedes lo, that's what asks her to the world. That's a lashon kedushin. Asva kuyama kehegdish. She's miuchedus to him. So that's the taish, that's the definition of the kinyan of the kedusha, that she's miuchedus to him. So therefore, that's what stops you from being another tefisas kedusha to anybody else. So that doesn't matter if it's first she's married and then someone else wants to take her, or she can't be by definition married to two men, because the kinyan means it's exclusive. Anyway, this is another way to think about it, and again, it had to do with that first Rashi in the beginning of the Masechta, we brought it in. But this is an interesting discussion on the last part of the Rambam. The last part of the Rambam compares it. Maybe the Rambam doesn't mean b'chla what he thinks it means. Maybe we can, I don't know, let's consider another way of reading the Rambam's words. V'cheno omer harem k'deshes li v'lozeh. He's assuming that that he means that she should become a k'deshes right now to him and to another man. What does it mean? It means he's a shliach for the other man. The Rambam doesn't say a word about that. It means the other man had to make him a shliach. No. Is that what the Rambam means? Maybe the Rambam means Yosef what? Wait, slow. Just for this. What could the Rambam mean? Come back. What could the Rambam mean? That I want you to be mekudeshes to me, and leaving the possibility open that you should be mekudesha, that you can become as kadeshes to someone else. In other words, what makes this different than the case before? Before was chetziach mekudeshli means that you're available to marry some other person. I'm not telling you who. That's the problem of any shachas u'yushnayim. The Rambam has a variation of that. That if he says mekudeshes li v'lozeh, meaning not that you're available to marry some second person, but I'll even name the second person. So you'll be married. You can't marry anyone but that person. After being married to me, the only person that you still left possibly available to marry is Lazet. Not that the other guy made him a shliach. So then the whole kasha is not a kasha. We're not talking about a case of two halos kedushas at the same time. We're talking about the same basic idea that he wants to have piece of her remain to be available to be miskadeshes to a certain second person. And again, the problem is identical. It's that you can't have that any shachas ruishnai. So if you read the Rambam that way, then b'chal the kasha is not a kasha. But again, what I think is important to see in the Rambam, as we started with, the Rambam read the Gemara in a very different way than I think Rashi did, and we'll see more in a minute with the other Rishonim. The Rambam read the Gemara as specifically, this is the problem. Chetzich mekudeshesli means you should be able to marry another man. And mekudeshesli chetzi means that I should be able to marry another woman. And that's exactly what the Gemara says. Whereas Rashi is learning differently. There's a problem called chatzi isha. There's a problem in theory called chatzi ish, but that problem can be gotten around by reading the in a different way, which such an option does not exist in the other case, and therefore we're left with the problem of Chatzi Isha. The Rambam sees the problem specifically in the fact that she can't marry another man. Yosef. Yeah.
If Rashi says the problem is there's no such thing as a Chatzi Isha, in the Rashi, this is still a bit tray, towards the end of the Rashi, he says, Kim Kim and Kudeshah was said.
Right.
She's not Kudeshah as a second person. Meaning
not the second person, to this person.
To the first person?
Yes.
No, but I thought that the only reason that Isha came in touch with the second person is because Isha is in Tophet. So the first condition should be Tophet.
No, but that's exactly what I'm bringing the Rashi and Gittin here. In other words, because it's a Chatzi Isha problem. That's what Rashi means. Since you're leaving something out, and you're not in the Kadesh, the whole Isha, and since there's no other way to reconstruct these words other than that, you're leaving something out of the condition, Memela and Mekudesh is Lizeh because of the problem of Chatzi Isha. See, the Lizeh is the first person. Yeah, Isaac.
The second interpretation to go against the question of the Amidim Elohim.
But I'm saying at the end that he means that Lizeh means that he should be available, not that he's Mekudesh.
How exactly do you read that in? It sounds like it's like bivas achas right now. How the kedusha is leaving is that
I understand.
That's the logic of like maybe later on you'll be open.
So you like his pshat better? Okay, I don't think
is there an answer? Did the Avi Malone give an answer of how?
He says what I quoted you, that there's a rule called kosh eino v'zeh achas zeh afilu bivas achas eino v'nirei right. You can look it up. Rabba said a rule that nun kol she'eino bezeach hazeh apiv basachas leisa. Kedisa pekish mekadesh daf nun umehai taima. That's why by mekadesh shtei achoyos, the person gives once in mekadesh two sisters. Now the halacha is achos isha is not topis kedushin. Let's say he doesn't marry one woman and then want to marry the sister. He wants to mekadesh the two sisters at the same time, or isha ubita ka'achas. That's what you have later in the Mishnah, the low Tavsi Kedushin, that based on Rabba. So he wants to go with that, and he's mefalpul some more about this. So he wants to go into that issue, the kosher eino b'zeach hazeh, so it doesn't work with asachas. Again, the other way to answer is with the Pnei Yeshua, that explains, and they quote this on the bottom, that that the problem in Eishes Ish is more than just the fact that it's compared to Arayis, that like a chosisha. It's based on a more fundamental issue. You cannot have the tefisa, the kinyan cannot allow for something else. The kinyan means he's miuchedas to the Baal. Why does the Gemara mention it in that connection for that issue? Could be for Mamzerus, could be for other nafkaminas that you need to learn out from the Hekesh to Arayis. But as far as why there's no tefisas Kedushin, that you don't need to come on to the Hekesh to the other Arayis. And then we suggest that the Rabbi Meibilchal didn't mean what he thought, that it's about a simultaneous Kedushin. It just means you should be Mekudeshes Li, and at some point you should be able to Mekudeshes to someone else. Okay, Isaac doesn't like the Pshat, but you know, maybe we could say it anyway. Yeah.
Well, why does the Pnei Yeshua work here, though? At the time that he's marrying them, she's not acquired to either one of them.
You're saying, even if Pnei Yeshua is saying it shouldn't be, but it's not Shaykh, a Kenyan. In other words, you can't. Kinyan means, by definition, it has to be exclusive. That's what it means. The kinyan of Isha means exclusive.
Can you have a
shutfus
on something?
What?
Can you have a shutfus on an item?
Not that. That's maybe by the mamunus, not by Ishas. Mashal, I think that he brings here that chefya shivcha chefya baschorin ein chi of misa. Okay, anyway, this is the Rambam. Yonish.
The Gemara, when it talks about Chetzi Eich, it says that the reason why she's not Mekudesh is because it's Ish v'lo Chetzi Isha. How does the Rambam read that as the reason for why Chetzi Eich doesn't work?
No, that was what Rabbi was saying, and he's asking the Kasha to Rava. And Rava comes back and says, no, the difference is as follows. The difference is that Isha Lebe Tevil Chaz, yes, so that's the problem in the case of Chesed and Kodesh. Rabbi didn't explain the reason.
He's rejecting the Isha versus
right.
Isha.
It doesn't seem like it's based on the Drasha. Either one or the other. Either that's the Pshat of the Drasha, or you don't even need the Drasha.
You read it as the Pshat of the Drasha and the Rambam as the rejection of the Drasha?
Either Rambam sees it as that the Drasha is not really a Drasha, or the Pshat and the Drasha is, that's what the Torah is saying, maybe. What is the Torah saying? I don't know if it's a drasha in a sense like it's a yitur in the words, but the extent that even in the daik something from the words, what it means is what the Rambam says it means. In other words, so therefore that's the problem. The problem lies, you want to call it a problem of Chatzi Isha, you can use the word Chatzi Isha, but what it means is that you want her to be married to a second man. Which of course can be. I don't know if you call it drasha as much as it's the mashmalus of the words.
Isha is mashmalus that she can't marry another man.
No, if you want it in the dike, the word isha v'chatzi isha. If you want to use that the formulation of a drasha, what it means is that you cannot mekadesh a woman in such a way that she should be able to marry another man at the same time. Whereas you will not have such a drasha or such a mashmos in Chatzi Ish, because Chatzi Ish is a way of saying, I want to marry someone else. So I don't know about drushes. I wouldn't call it a drasha necessarily, but you want to use the expression, you could. But it doesn't mean anything more than what the Rambam says it means. Whereas according to Rashi, there's a certain halacha, or a certain formulation that has an independent meaning. And then, on top of that, we have the layer of, you know, Itzal Betre L'chazia, so therefore, you're left with that fundamental problem that lies in the words Ish V'l'chazi Isha. And in Ish V'l'chazi Ish doesn't necessarily have that problem because you have this alternative reading. Again, if you'll be mad, this is what comes out of the Rashba, I didn't give it to you, the Rashba and the Rashba have a whole thing, but the Rashba argues in the Raita, and he says at the end that there clearly is a problem. Not there's a drush of ish v'chasi'ish, and it's not specifically talking about the sugya and gittin. It's a problem. It's existing, but we have a way of fixing it that it's not a case of chasi'ish. That's a problematic chasi'ish. It means this, but if the person insists that what he means is you miskadesh us to half of me, clearly he tells you that's what I mean, that's what I said, that's what I mean, I don't mean anything but that, so then there's a real problem. This could be relevant for something else. Let's see. Yeah,
how did Rambam explain in Gemara where it says that the problem with Katsiyech is it wasn't Shabbat Pinyana?
Yeah, so we'll have to look at that sugi more carefully. That whole Gemara is a good Gemara. We're going to look at the discussions about the study, Hashayla of the Gemara. I want to get there yet. We're first going over to the Gemara here, but we'll... Right. Well, how do you learn the benefit? You know, the Gemara calls it Shiyer B'Kinyano. Yeah, that's in the way you expressed it. Okay, it's a good point. It's a good question.
Also, the Rambam's Shat and Chetzich is the Habamin, which Rashi said wouldn't even get off the ground. So how does Rambam explain that?
Chetzieich is no good because of that point of Isha Mitzvah Lachazi. That's exactly the problem. Rashi wouldn't call that the problem. Rashi would call that a lack of a solution. The problem is Isha Lachazi Isha. There's no way around that because it's a Mitzvah Lachazi. The Rambam defines the problem in terms of its Beitrei L'chazir. That's what I'm showing you.
That means that according to Rambam, the Havamina of the Gemara was that for a man to be Mekasher a woman, and he's fully Mekasher, but his das is baro, also being married to someone else, that was the Havamina of the Gemara.
No, what Abaye was asking, I don't know. Maybe Abaye was asking because there is some kind of a, I don't know, maybe Abaye thought there is some kind of a drasha that...
No, just even in Rava.
No.
When Rava says Chetzieh,
Chetzieh
Mekadesh is the Eina Mekadesh. So the Havamina then, according to the Rambam, was that does work. So what kind of Havamina is that?
No, Abaye was driving at the other direction, that you should have a problem even by his Kashi Lechetzi. And that's what Rava explains. No, his Kashi Lechetzi, That's totally fine, because all you're saying is that you should marry another wife. But the other case, you're saying that she should marry another husband. That can't be.
So what was the Havamina that Rava needed to come and say? And Chetzieich, Mekadesh is
Li. No, he's showing you two cases. One case works, one case doesn't work. And then Gemara explains it. Rava explained better what the difference is. The question is how to read the Gemara. This is going to be relevant in the following way. Let me mention this question. This is a question that the Ritva asks, and the Tosfos Yazakin asks. Tosfos Yazakin, it's a little bit hard to know in the gears of what to make of it. It seems that he's bringing two pshatim, and the two pshatim, I think, line up the way we just did, although I'm not sure where you may have to put some extra words in here. I'm not sure you saw it. It's a little bit hard to pin down, because he says something, and then it comes back, and he asks Akasha, they quote B'Shem Rabbeinu Meir, And then he says that the Rambam's Gepirish Kama, which sounds like the question doesn't start. Now, what he means is what I'm going to tell you now. I don't know what to do with the words exactly. There's a question that he raises, and also the Ritva raises. The Gemara says Hachi Kama when you say it's Kachi Lechetzi. So what he's saying is Hachi Kama the Iba Ina Leminsav Achriti Nasib. That if I would wish to marry another woman, I will do so. So what's the problem? The problem is that you look in the Mishnayos and Yevamos, you see that it's not pashut, even though we always assume, Mikra Din, that the Torah allows a person to have two wives. And not as simple as it sounds. Even on a Daraisa level, or at least, okay, let's say the time of the Torah, before Benu Gershom, it may be that not a person should not have two wives. Why? Because if he's not in a position to support, because there's an obligation of the Baal to support his wife, a person is not able to afford being the farnes, the many wives he has, so he's not allowed to have an extra wife. So the Gemara's case is in Yevamos, yes, he must be mishpakaya or not. So the question is asked. Let's see, he brings over here the Tosfos Yezokin. Kasav ben Meir. So it goes like this. So the kash, he asks the kash. No, of course. Goes like backwards. Of course he's rishus biyada. Like, what's the big deal? He gives a teretz. Da filo efshel meka b'sipukayu da min b'yavam s'in rashay hacha rashay ki il hisna b'feirish dami. Then he goes back to the Rambam. What is he asking? Of course he can marry another wife. What's... I said it backwards. This is a terrorist. But of course he can marry another wife. So like, what's the big deal? What's the kash exactly? And he gives a terrorist. No, but if a person cannot afford to, then it's not so simple. So he wants to make the Tanai anyway. That's how the Tosfos Yezokin asks it and answers it. In the Ritva, he says a little more. The Ritva says, what's the pshat? Because without this, even though he could technically marry anyway more than one wife, no siyadim kamenashin, but asni ba'adam mishim shalote kovelas alav, she shouldn't be upset with him, or in a case where he can't afford it, or in a case where the custom was that they wouldn't marry more than one wife, like in our lands, he's talking already, you know, after Ben Ugershom, the Medina Matzim Ma'akva, but Kimishinago Bekach, she has the right to force him not to marry another wife, it's already established as a minog, but now he's marrying with this condition. So, why is this a question to begin with? What's the question? A person can marry many wives. What's the question? So the Tarot says, yeah, but it's not so simple, because he might not be able to afford it, or it's the meaning not to, or she shouldn't have tainas on him. Like, what's the question on? After giving the Tarot, the Tosfos Yezokin says, the Rambam is Kepirish Kama. Who's this a question on? If it's about what he's doing, this is what he's saying. Is it a question? You can marry anyway, more than one wife. That's called kasha for maisa. That's what he said. That's what he's saying. No, so what are you asking me a big deal about this? What's it? But he can marry anyway. The reason why this question even starts is because we're learning pshat like Rashi. This is not clearly what he's saying. His words are, you marry half of me. Now, if you take the words at face value, I have a problem. Ish v'lo chatzi ish. How do we get around the problem? Why is it not a problem? Because we say hachikam. What does he mean? He means I should be able to marry another wife, not anything more. Therefore, it's not a problem of ish v'lo chatzi ish. Now, you can come with a question. What do you mean? You need it. Why would you say such a forced interpretation? Why would he have to spell out that he wants to marry another wife? That lachis can marry another wife anyway. So they give a teretz. Yeah, but it's not so simple. It could be he can't afford it. So they not be allowed to have an extra wife. Could be she'll have tainas on him. It could be we're talking in a place where the minhag was not to have more than one wife. So that's why he has to say this. So that's why we have license to interpret the words that way. But if we were to explain like the Rambam, that the meaning of tiskatshi lechetzi is that I want to have another wife. So now you're going to have a question? Yeah, but you can have another wife anyway. Okay, but this is what he's saying. So what do you want? What do you want? Why is he saying this? I don't know. That's what he's saying. So it sounds like the entire question is only a question because we're running the Gemara like Rashi, v'hachi kamar, that there is a problem on a base level of chatzi ish, that problem of chatzi isha, and chatzi ish doesn't end up being a problem because we have a way of reinterpreting his words, but why would we reinterpret such a way that doesn't sound like really, it sounds like a stretch, he wouldn't have to say it, so why do you say that's what he means? Okay, so the answer is what the answer. According to the Rambam, it's what he said. So this is maybe why Rabbeinu, the Tosfos Yezokin says, after this kasha and after the teretz, the Das Haramam Kipirish Kama. In other words, this question is only within a different meaning of the Gemara, which is that the Gemara means that there's a problem of Chatzi Ish, Chatzi Isha, but we solve the problem of Chatzi Ish by interpreting the words differently, But the Rambam is Kapirish Kama. What did he say initially? See, that's why I think it's Kapirish Kama. When he first quotes the Gemara, he says, Lo Chazia, the Eshes Ish Asura Le'acher, V'Havalei Kimanda Omis Katshiri Le'acher. I don't know, I'm not sure with the words, but I think that he may be saying that the Rishul Pshat is, this is what he's saying. And then he had the question, and then maybe he comes back and says, but Rambam is like Pirish Kama, but I'm not sure what to make of the words exactly, but the Cheshbon and Svar is what I'm telling you. That the question seemingly is only a question if it's a question on what we're doing to his words. Why would we want to say such a stretched interpretation of the words? You don't need to say such a thing. It's clear you can marry another wife. You have a teretz. But if it's the pshat and what he's saying, then that's what he's saying. It's what he's saying. Don't ask a kasha on what he's saying. It's kasha from Isa. He said it. He said it.
Just for clarification myself, for the Rambam, I'm not sure I quite understand exactly why he wouldn't be a kasha, because it's a question on the meaning Rav is still saying a Chiddush in the case.
The Chiddush could be the other case. I mean, Rav just gives you both cases. One is Mekadesh, and then I'm Kudesh. I don't know if that's the Chiddush in both cases. He's showing the contrast. He's telling me this is, maybe he's explained to you, this is what the words mean. Not that I'm putting into the words. Rav says this case is Mekadesh because this is what he's saying. I want to marry another wife. Why he's saying it? Why he had to say it? I have no idea. But this is why it's Mekudeshes. In this case, and Mekudeshes, because what he's saying is something else, and that can't be. Such a fact cannot have a woman with two husbands. So now there's nothing to ask. He can marry anyway two wives. Good, but this is what he said, so there's nothing wrong.
I mean, the first case would just be Derech Aga, meaning just to show you the contrast between both could cases, be. Why this one will work, why that
could
one wouldn't,
could
the other one.
Exactly. Yeah, and then I don't think you have a question here. He doesn't need to say it. Good, but this is what he said. But if it's not, this is what he said, it's our way of solving a problem of Chatzi Ish. So then, what do you mean, solve a problem? Why is this a solution? It's a forced, strained interpretation. Because you wouldn't need him to say such a thing. Oh, so the answer is, yeah, he might want to say it anyway for the various reasons that we have. Yeah?
According to Rambam, the first time shot of Chatzi Ish is the ability to marry another. And in Mem Gimel, wouldn't he say that case would be about a new Kudeshah?
We have to come back and learn that Gemara well. That the case of Chetzi Eva, Chetzi Ben Chor. And the Gemara is a suffix on both ends. That maybe it's better, maybe it's worse. So the reason why it's better is because Lo Shir B'Kinyano. Right? Because whatever he has available is good. It's becoming Mekudesh. What are you asking? That's what you're asking also, in other words. According to the Rambam, why should it be, if there really is no problem be'etzim chatzi ish, so that Gemara sounds like there is some problem be'etzim. Okay, but either way, in terms of our Gemara, we're saying the Rambam is learning this is what it means. When he says, his kachi l'chatzi, this is what he means.
Yeah. For the Rambam, if the man of Fur said half, then it would work for the Rambam? If he doesn't, we know the man says, I want, not like, we're saying for Rashi though, that if the man with Furish says.
Yeah. So right, L'chaira, if there is no, right, if a person does, there's no real problem inherently of Chatzi Ish. So, I mean, what do you say? He said, I don't mean that I should marry someone else, what do I mean?
He said for Rashi though, he said for Rashi.
According to Rashi, if he's clearly not meaning to say the other thing, then it's a problem.
So that case for the Ram, he would say, would work.
Why do you have to say it that way? Why can't you say
it
doesn't hold that way?
There's a problem. Also,
there's no problem. There's no drasha of Ish.
Well, right. It couldn't mean that, because
there's
no such thing as it.
Wait, what
he
does it mean?
He has to call the other interpretation. There's no such thing as a Chetzi Kiddush.
There's no, right. There's
what's
no
last meaning of Yisef HaRashi? What's Yisef HaRashi then? Whatever Yisef HaRashi, he says, there's a problem. Is there a problem?
Conceptually, there's a problem. In other words, according to the Rambam, I don't think, what does it mean? You have to pin him down somehow. What does it mean according to Rashi? I don't know. Half of me should be Mekudesh to you. No such idea. There's no such. You can't have kedushin like that. If you find a way to interpret it differently, then fine. But if he's telling you, I don't mean that other interpretation, so then there's a problem. According to the Rambam,
no problem.
I mean, yeah, but
There has to be a problem.
The reason why Chatzi, he had to come on to this other...
It's not coming off the Rambam. That's what he means for the Rambam.
No, according to Rambam, it's
why did he, have to mean that? Why did Rambam have to interpret it like that? Because the Rambam couldn't imagine there's such a pshat of Chatzi means half of me.
No, or to the opposite, that it works. How he knows that way? Because the other way, that Mamash works.
That's Shai B'Kinyana.
So then why is he explaining it as he's saying that... Why is he explaining what he is? You know, why is he assuming that Chatzi means that you can marry someone else?
To the Isha case. The Isha case has to be that case. He's paralleling to that case.
No, someone else chime in. No one has anything to say.
I think that case would have been shy, but yeah, I don't think the Rambam had a half a meaning even to suggest that it was really half a Kenyan.
We'll have to wait and see. Maybe
we'll have to understand how Rambam understood shy with Kenyan.
Yeah. We have to wait. Some of this we'll have to wait till we see Sugi and Gittin. We'll see Sugi and Gittin. Let's do another line of Gemara. This is now entering its new uncharted territory here. Very little bit hegdish dick, makutsin dick. All right. Fed the Gemara the following. Amale mazutra re devamari gurvina. Fed the Gemara as follows. Nifshitu la kiddushi bekula. Why don't we say that the kiddushin expands to encompass all of her? Just like we find by Hegdish, Migo Tanya, do we not have the following brisa that a person who says Omer Ragla Shozu Ola, person makes a neder of Hegdish, that a part of the animal foot should be have a kedusha of an Ola, Te Kula Ola? So then the halacha is that the entire animal has kedusha of an Ola, even though he was only Magdish a small part of the animal, one Eva. Now, that's not everyone's shita, but fil mandam en kula ola. Again, we'll have to know so what happens in that case, but some kedusha, but not the entire animal. So the value of the rego is going to have kedusha, then you'll have to figure out what to do in terms of the practical implications, but it's not kula ola, so then you can't say that there's a din of pashta. But there is, that's only true in the case of rego. That's only if you would be magdish, a part of the animal that's not considered to be the life force of the animal, that if you took away that aver, the animal would still live. So a regel, without a regel, the animal would still live. If a person's magdish, a part of the animal that's essential for the animal to survive, then even that manta amma, then everyone would agree, then havi kula ola. And therefore, the kasha would be over here. If a person is mekadesh chatzi isha, so obviously chatzi isha is the equivalent of eved shana shama tuliyaba, right? If half the isha is not here, then they don't have any basis for the woman to survive. Okay, it's clearly comparable to a case of hegdish of more than just ragla shazu ola. And therefore, the question is raised that we should say. The concept of pashta, nifshitu kedushin bekula. Rashi adds here, we have to see more carefully this, Rashi says, ki amar chetzich mekudeshesli. Don't forget, we're basing us kasha on the lashon of Rabba. Rabba used the term kedushin, mekudeshesli. The mekudeshes b'lashon hegdish kamala. Rashi is mashma, that the kasha would only be in the lashon of kedushin. There are other lishonos we had in Davav, right? Muresis and other cases, other lishonos. The question wouldn't be a question. But the Nogera, the case that Rava had, of Mikudeshesli, so we should take the fact that we use the Russian Kedushin, we should make a case that just like you find the concept of Pashta that exists when a person is Magdish a Chelek of the animal, certainly if it's Magdish a Chelek that's Chashuv in the animal, then Shematuyaba, so then the Kedushin spreads to the entire animal, that's the nature of Hegdish. So we should say this here as well. Benogea kedusha isha. A few man da amma. Rashi says puktayim nisach le tmura. This is what we see tmura a little bit. Question about whether it's true even by ragua, but certainly it's true by an eibashem shama tuliyim. This is the kasha of the gemara. So gemara is going to give a teretz, which we have to understand. Midami hasan behema hachadas acheres. That by behema, there's nothing stopping the on the other side, no counterweight, and therefore you can say the din of pashta hachadas acheres. Here it's the das of the woman on the other end, and therefore what he's not mikadosh, you have the other side of the woman's das halodam yalaham, brings in the Maisa with Rav Yochanan, we'll have to get to. Just let's stop for a second, just try to get our bearings in this question, just to try to fine-tune this question. There's a rule called Pashta. We have a problem of Rava that has Chatzi Isha, and then we have a Kasha that we should not have this problem of Chatzi Isha. Why? Because there's a rule that we find by Hegdash of Pashta. The Kedushin is Nispashit. In the same way that Hegdash, there's a concept of Kedushin being Nispashit, we should apply that idea to Kedushin, the Russian Hegdash, and therefore there should not be this problem that Rava taught us about of Mekadish Chatzi Isha. The way the Rambam has the pshat, a person wants to have the woman be able to be married to somebody else besides him, which cannot be. But the answer is, but even though he's limiting the Kedushin, that she should be able to marry someone else, but nonetheless, that the result should not be a limited Kedushin, therefore it should not be a problem that no Kedushin took effect because he's limiting the Kedushin. And it's not that way. To the contrary, the Kedushin would take effect completely. It should be a total condition, just like by Hegdish. Now, there's an obvious distinction that one can note between Hegdish and over here. Namely, we can think of a simple distinction. Not, of course, it's a Russian condition, but when you're Magdish Regel, go ahead.
It's an actual confusion.
No, obviously we're taking the Russian condition seriously enough to ask this question. And Rashi says it's working off of the Russian condition. If you don't learn Rashi, the concept of Kedushin, Rashi says it's the Russia. Let's not challenge that. That's the Gemara's premise. They're not going to, you know, okay, what do we know? But even within the premise of the Gemara, there's a simple distinction in the context of the cases, yeah?
By the Ola case, something happens when you
get rid of. Beautiful. By Ola, there's already a Hegdish that will take effect on the Rega, or whatever part you're Magdish. And now, there's a din called Pashta, which allows that Kedusha, that Chalos Kedusha, to spread to the rest of the animal. But you're starting with something. It's not Yesh Mi'ayin. In other words, you have already a basis of the Hegdish, because a person's Magdish Regel, the Regel has Kedusha. What you do, you sell it, minus whatever, the value of the Regel is going to have to get translated into some Hegdish purpose. But there's already a Kedusha that is going to take effect because of what he was Magdish. And then the Din Pashta can now encompass the entire animal. Here, there's a problem called Chatzi Isha. So then you're not getting to first base. You can't build off of something that you had already. Chur is a simple distinction, right? You hear? Yeah, bro?
I was going to say, but also, it's not like with animals, you could designate a certain piece.
Yeah, I understand it's not breaking down the same way, but look, good. But the fact is, it is a portion that he wants to create Kedushin on. Now, that's not something that doesn't bother me. No, it's not a portion that's Misuyam, like a Regel or a Lev or whatever, but it's the idea that he wants a certain part of her to have be expressed with this Chalos Kedushin. Okay? That's enough to ask a question that it should spread. That's what the premise of the Gemara is. Kedushin is like Hegdish. But we're asking something else. In other words, but it's only if you have something to start. This question is asked by the Sefer HaMakna, Dafla. I gave it to you to look at. It's connection to Amud Beis, with Anatosis there, but he has this question. He asks the following words. My Kusha, Dilma Shaini, Dilma Hasam Shaini, like Hegdish, Dikesha Magdish Chatzi Behema, Al koponim osu chetzi kadosh. Dafilu berago shazu ola timachir tzarchi ola. So that would have to be sold. The value of the regel would be sold for the designated purpose of an ola. Ukachamina the pasuk dusha bekula. So we can talk about kipasta. Masha inkin beisha the enim kudeshes lachatzoyin klal b'shum kedusha. You cannot have women to be partially mekudeshes. My chazus, the name of the Nispashta Kedushin Bekula, Adarab, and name of David Varav Kula. It was a big distinction. Why would you want to say Pashta to the contrary? It's nothing. If I have something, then Pashta says, spreads to more. Here, the issue is on a more basic, you can have a something. It's not shaykh to have a mixas. So Gemara is asking, but let's make it all. No. Instead of make it all, make it nothing. Here, regardless, there'd be something. There'd be something regardless. The Kedusha of the Rega. The Mamanus of the Rega would have Kedusha. The Pashta says, beyond. But by Isha, you can't have a Chatzi Isha be Mekudeshes. So how could you talk about Pashta? To the contrary, say nothing happened. This is the Kash. Now, let's open this question up a little bit more. This is an interesting piece in a Baruch Barak. It's the first paragraph of the piece, the Shem of Chaim. Simon Zion, the first paragraph, literally. He opens up this issue and he says, this is the pshat in the Machnas question, and this is where Rav Chaim started thinking about this question, how one could resolve it, and what the implications would be. So here's how, let me use my own words, whatever. When we talk about pashta, the rule called pashta by Kedusha, by Hegdash, and then we want to apply it to Kedusha. So we can look at this in two different ways. We can talk about pashta from the perspective, well, maybe we should start from the following second. No, let's start the other way. Let's start with the question of Chatzi Isha. What's the problem of Chatzi Isha? Isha or Chatzi Isha? Let's start with Rashi. Leave the rabbi now for a second. It's going to be the same, but let's look for Rashi. Isha or Chatzi Isha? What is a problem? Is it a problem in terms of a chalos? You cannot have a chalos kedushin on Chatzi Isha. You cannot have a woman miskadeshes in part. The problem of Chatzi Isha is a problem in the chalos, in the ishus, in the chalos, in resulting kedushin. You cannot have kedushin take effect on only part of the woman. That's the problem of Chatzi Isha. Can't have mitzius of kedushin in Chatzi Isha. That's one way to understand it. Or we can understand it differently. The problem of Isha v'Chatzi Isha is not a problem in the chalos kedushin that cannot be expressed in Chatzi Isha. It's a problem in the maisa kedushin. In the maisa kedushin, it cannot be mekadesh Chatzi Isha. Everyone here, two sides knows you can't do a maisa kedushin on Chatzi Isha. That's not going to work. It's not a maisa kedushin to maisa on Chatzi Isha. You know chakir? That's a chayim chakir. Now, let's think about this for a second in terms of this kasha, the Sefer Machna. When does the Machna's question make sense? That he wants to differentiate between Hegdish, that we say the Dina Pashta, and kedushin. Hegdish, you have already a Kedusha on the Regel, so now you can say Pashta. Here, you don't have a Kedusha to work with, to begin with, so then you won't say Pashta. Says Rav Chaim, if the Pshat of Chatzi Isha is a problem in the Chalos, you cannot have Kedushin take effect of Chatzi Isha. So, what are we asking? So maybe nothing should happen. Why say Pashta? No. If there's a notion called pashta, so then, and pashta doesn't take time. Pashta doesn't take time. So there's a notion called pashta that exists by Hegdish. So then, why would it be? What's the problem? The machna? What's the problem? If you say pashta, so then there is no. Then it immediately means the chalos is full kedusha. In Magdish, Chatzi Isha, you can't have a concept of partial Kedusha, Chalos Kedusha. Fine, but there's a new and local Pashta. So you have full Kedusha. Adarab. Because Pashta is instant, so why would the Magdish question be a question? Why is there a question? Because, the other way, the problem of Chatzi Isha is that the Maisa Kedushin doesn't have in it a Maisa Kedushin on a Miksas is not a Maisa Kedushin. now I have a big difference between hegdish and kedusha. There, a maisa hegdish on a regel is a maisa hegdish. And now the now you can have notice of pasta so that the whole animal is kedush. Here, the maisa kedushin on a chatzi isha is zero. You can't kedush chatzi isha. So now what do you want to say? Spread the kedusha. Spread what do? To the contrary, you have nothing to work with. You can't have kedusha bekula. If you have something to work with, you have a hegdish and mixas, so you have a maisa hegdish and a chalos hegdish, good, pasta. Here, the maisa kedusha on the chetzi is zero. So why is it pasta? You have nothing. But if I were to learn that the problem of chetzi isha is a problem in the chalos, so then, to the contrary, pasta happens instantly. So then good. If there's a notion called pashta by kedushin, take it over to hegdish. So chatzi isha can't exist, but it's not a chatzi isha. It becomes instantly a full kedushin. So that's step number one. So if chatzi is a chayra, the entire question of the machina is only a question if we assume that the problem of chatzi isha is a problem in what? In the mice. So far, so good. Question again.
Could you just repeat why it has to be the first one according to the Mishnah?
The question that how do you compare pashta by hegdish to pashta by kedushin? I understand kedushin has associations with hegdish, but there's a fundamental difference. If it comes to hegdish, there's already something you have in the magdish the regel. So now say pashta. Here, when you what you have, there's a din of chatzi isha. So rather than say pashta, say nothing. That was the question. So it's very different than hegdish. Hegdish, there's something to work from. You work off of the fact that there's a basis for a hegdish in the regel, and then you can stick in beyond that to the whole animal. Here, if there's a problem of chatzi isha, so there should be nothing to start with. So then how can you say pashta? You have nothing to start with. So it's okay, wait a second. If the problem of chatzi isha was a problem not in the mice of being magdish, of being mekadish the woman, then you can't mekadish chatzi isha. The problem is in the chalos. You cannot have this result of a woman who's partly mekudeshes. There's no such. You can't get to that agenda. You can't get to that end point of a chatzi isha. Okay, what did you do? You said mekadesh chetziach mekudeshes. But there is a notion called pashta in a back pocket. We know this kedushin has the quality of hegdish that it can be mispashik. So you went ahead and said a mekadesh half of you. There is the potential of hegdish to be mispashik. I understand that there is no possibility of having half a woman being miskadeshes. But pashta solved it. What are you asking? No, we have nothing to start with. What do you have to start with? To the contrary, it happens together. It's not like it has to go from one to the other. Pashta says that when you have a little bit, then you have everything. So you have everything. So in your ma'isa bin mekadesh chetziach mekudesh esli, I should say pashta. What's the tigmar is good. Elamai, why is the Machna asking the question? Because he's assuming that what? That the pshat of the problem of chatzi isha is that you cannot be mekadesh chatzi isha. It's a problem of the ma'isa kedusha. Kiyikach ish isha velo chatzi isha. You cannot do a ma'isa kedusha chatzi isha. You can't make them do a ma'isa kedusha chatzi isha. And yet the Gemara is saying, but okay, fine, but there's a rule called pashim, just like by hegdish. Wait a second, hegdish is very different. Hegdish, there's already a hegdish on the regel, so now we can say pashta. Here, the ma'isa hegdish doesn't have in it a koach to be ma'kadisha. So what are you going to say, pashta? But no, you have nothing to work from. Yeah.
Aside from the issue of the machna, where you're putting up a chiluk between hakeis and arkeis, what's the Gemara even saying? Forget about the comparison that there is a chiluk. Yeah. Let's assume that like maybe I could say some kind of idea of pashta by isha. If you assume the issue is maisa, that you're doing a Maisa Kiddushin, what's the Gemara even saying? I mean, how would that work?
We're working toward this.
But I'm not even saying, forget about the chilah. Forget about the chilah between the precedent case and where you want to be malamed onto. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, let's just say like we're okay with the comparison. But the issues in the Maisa Kiddushin.
Okay, how is Parshta going to solve our problem? That's what we're trying to figure out. So let's go. We had a few minutes. We're going to see how much we have to do till more Sunday too. But the Rav Chaim has a raya that the problem of Chatzi Isha is a problem, in fact, in the mice, not in the chalos. Here's a raya. The first Gemara on the days. Gemara has a suffix on the days. We'll get there. Gemara has a shayla. What if you want? You tell her 3 months from the top. Let's check 2 months, 3 months from the top. Chetziyech b'chatzi pruta, v'chetziyech b'chatzi pruta mahu. So he's mekadesha with a pruta, but he formulates his ma'aseh kiddushin in the following way. Second line, third line from the top, on amid beis. Half of you and half of pruta, and the other half with the other half of pruta. How much is he mekadesh in her? Totally. Half and half is a whole, right? And the Gemara is a suffix, but he's doing it piecemeal. He's doing the whole half with half a pruta and half with the other half. Instead of saying a pruta for all of you, so he has expressed it as half a pruta, half of you, half a pruta, half of you. The suffix in the Gemara, if that's the equivalent of saying the whole, all of you with one pruta, or it's considered like it's too choppy, and it's a problem of Chatzi Isha. Says of Chaim, if the chesaron of Chatzi Isha is a chesaron in the chalos, they can have half a woman being kadeshes. Then what b'chal is the Gemara say? There's nothing wrong here. She's become miskadeshes completely. Half and half is a whole. The only reason why the Gemara has a basis to have a suffix is because it seems clear to the Gemara that what is the problem of chatzi isha? The ma'isa kedusha. You can't have a ma'isa kedusha and half an isha. The shaila is, what about this? Is it considered to be a ma'isa kedushin and half an isha and another ma'isa kedushin and half an isha? Or because it's like he's adding it all together, so it's considered like one ma'isa kedushin on the whole isha? Or we view this as the same problem of mekadesh chatzi isha because he's doing it separately. But what a problem to be in the chalos, there's no problem whatsoever here. It's a whole woman that's getting miskadeshes. The answer is no, but the problem is not about the chalos, the problem is in the ma'isa. It's a chaim's hachra from the Gemara. So if that's the case, a problem of the machna certainly comes right back. So seemingly there's a big difference between here and Heglish. So how do we deal with this? How do we resolve the question? So Chaim, now we'll take it in the other direction. So how do you solve the problem? How come the Gemara is asking a kasha of a pashta? There it is, because apparently the rule of pashta is a halacha. Here you have to be listening very carefully. In the maisa, not in the chalos. You could have understood. What does Pashta mean? You have Hegdish, Chal and something. And then the resulting Hegdish spreads itself. Like the halacha called Giduin. Let's say Hegdish owns a field and something, you Hegdish a field and then things grow afterwards. So that Kedusha that was in the field, so the things that grow later, Mimela have that Kedusha. But you could say that the din of Pashta is not a din in the Chalos. It's the Maisa. Hegdish can actually create Kedusha on everything. It's not you created Hegdish on X and then the Kedusha of X spreads to Y and everything else. It's that the Maisa Hagdasha, the Maisa of Hegdish on part has the potential to create Hegdish on the entire. In other words, Pashta is a halacha in the Koach of the Maisa. So you are really being Magdish everything. You think you're Magdish a part, but the Din of Pashta says that a Maisa of the Magdish a part has the ability to create Kedusha on everything. The level Kedusha on the rest will be the same level Kedusha as on what you articulated. You know, Kedusha's Peh. Kedusha's Peh is a certain level Kedusha. Kedusha's Peh. You spelled it, Dariz a Hegdish. When you say Hareza Hegdish on the regal, the Kedusha's Peh creates that Kedusha of Kedusha's Peh on the entire animal. Memela says, of course, that's the Gemara's Kasha here as well. When a person says, Chetziyech Mekudeshes Li, so You're saying it's a problem of chatzi isha. What's the problem of chatzi isha? You can't be mekadesh chatzi isha. It's a problem of ma'aser kedusha. Fet the Gemara, but we have a rule called pashta. And pashta says that the ma'aser of hegdish on niksas has the potential to create hegdish on everything. So if that's the case here as well, it fixes the problem of chatzi isha, because you are the hegdish on chatzieich is creating head that has the potential. The person is in the koach of the dibur, not in the chalos. In the koach of the dibur. So the kasha, the makna was, it's different than over there. Over there, you already have kedusha on the regel, so it can be mispashi. Here, you don't have kedusha on anything yet. That's if the shot would be that that pashta is in the chalos. So here, you had already a chalos on miksas, and the miksas has kedusha, so it spreads to the rest. So here, I don't have anything to begin with. But if the pshat of pashta is not that it, the chalos that comes from your dibur, your hegdish, your kedushin spreads, it's that the dibur itself has the koach to create more than what it said. You limited your maisa hegdish and maisa kedushin to what you said, only the regel, only the half. But no, a maisa hegdish on part, a maisa kedushin on a part should have the ability to take everything, to encompass everything. That's why the Gemara's kasha does make sense. That's the answer to the makna. Really, if you look at Lashon Rashi, it makes perfect sense what Reb Chaim is saying. Why? Because Rashi makes the point that it only works because what Lashon did you use? Lashon Hegdish. The Lashon Hegdish Kamala. Now, B'pashtus. When you say Me'uleses, is it a different type of Alos Kedushin than if you say Nekudeshes? Okay, there's Rambis out there that will say yes, but Pashtus, I ask you, it's a different condition. The chalos is different. So why would it matter if you use a Lashon Hegdish versus use a Lashon Milresis? It's the same condition. If Pashta was in the resulting condition, the same condition. So it's only going to be Pashta, condition Bekula, if you use a Lashon condition. But if you say Pashta, Rav Chaim says, it's Halacha in the Maisa Hegdish, that if you have a Lashon of Hegdish, then even though you limited it to be only a part, but it has the koach to create hegdish kedushin on everything. That's only true in a maisa of kedushin, the lashon hegdish. So Rashi says the lashon hegdish kamala. Rashi will be later also. We'll see in the teretz of the Gemara next year. Rashi says l'pikach yesh koch din ma'amaro lifsho. The first wide line in the Gemara's teretz by Hema. It means that the koach of the dibur is mispashit. This requires, again, some digesting. Together with the chant and everything else, you have to digest also the... it's the first paragraph of the piece in the Bechashmur. Okay. Good.